学英语修订本听力第三册第五和
Lesson 14 Traveling 2 Part A Micro Listening
Phonetics Homonyms Two words are homonyms if they have the same sound but different meanings. The drill is for you to detect which one of the two homonyms appears in a sentence read out to you.Listen carefully and underline the letter beside the word you hear in the sentence.
1. Check in at the airport 1 hour earlier.
2. Elizabeth has a dog. It's lovely.
3. You're from Oxford, aren't you?
4.He usually drinks at 8.
5. Terry read the whole novel in 2 days.
6. The deer in the park are very sweet-tempered.
7. Jane was very upset because she couldn't find the missing piece to complete the puzzle.
8.David is the only male working in the central post office.
9. The tickets for the trade fair are expensive this year.
10. There are hundreds of players and only one wins the game.
11. The airport was in the middle of the Great Plain.
12. I bought the sale for very little money.
13. The site was chosen for the conference.
14. May I borrow 75 cents so that I can buy the flowers?
15. The river runs through the valley.
16. I'm not sure...whether it's going to be a fine day or not.
17. On the whole, it's not bad.
18. Were you here when the car crashed?
19. Oh, Bob, pour the wine, please.
20. We two are both from New England.
Part B. Macro Listening. Dialogue. A Visit to Edinburgh.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Excuse me, do you live here?
Yes, I've lived here in Edinburgh all my life. My name's Rory MacDonald. How do you do?
Hi.I'm Chris Hudson from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm an oil engineer. I'm on my way to London on business.
How long are you staying in Edinburgh?
Just a day. What can I see here in 24 hours?
Well, most tourists want to visit the castle. It's on Castle Rock. It's where the Scottish government used to be. From there you can walk down the Royal Mile.
What's the Royal Mile?
It's a narrow street of medieval houses. It's worth seeing. Then you really should visit Holyrood Palace.
Who lives in the palace?
No one, except the Queen when she comes to Edinburgh, which is usually once a year. But the kings and queens of Scotland used to live there before Scotland was united with England.
When was that?
That was, let me see, in 1603.
You seem to know a lot about Scottish history.
Aye, well, I'm a MacDonald of the MacDonald clan. You know there are clans in Scotland, and we're all proud of our history.
Does that explain the kilt you're wearing?
Aye. Each clan has a special kilt.
I'd like to buy a kilt for my wife.
You can buy them in Prince Street. It's the best street for shopping.
What else should I buy?
Why don't you buy some sweaters? Scottish sweaters are famous for their quality. And you must buy some whiskey. Of course, you know that's our national drink.
Yes, I've already bought the whiskey.
Good. But remember, you mustn't put ice in it. That spoils the flavor.
Oh, we Americans put ice in everything.
Question number one. Who are the two speakers?
Question number two. What is Chris Hudson going to do in Edinburgh?
Question number three. What does Rory MacDonald recommend Chris Hudson to buy?
Question number four. Which of the following is not true of Rory MacDonald?
Question number five. Which of the following is not mentioned? Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and put the information you get from the tape into the right column.
Excuse me, do you live here?
Yes, I've lived here in Edinburgh all my life. My name's Rory MacDonald. How do you do?
Hi, I'm Chris Hudson from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm an oil engineer. I'm on my way to London on business.
How long are you staying in Edinburgh?
Just a day. What can I see here in 24 hours?
Well, most tourists want to visit the castle. It's on Castle Rock. It's where the Scottish government used to be. From there you can walk down the Royal Mile.
What's the Royal Mile?
It's a narrow street of medieval houses. It's worth seeing. Then you really should visit Holyrood Palace.
Who lives in the palace?
No one, except the Queen when she comes to Edinburgh, which is usually once a year. But the kings and queens of Scotland used to live there before Scotland was united with England.
When was that?
That was, let me see, in 1603.
You seem to know a lot about Scottish history.
Aye, well, I'm a MacDonald of the MacDonald clan. You know there are clans in Scotland, and we're all proud of our history.
Does that explain the kilt you're wearing?
Aye. Each clan has a special kilt.
I'd like to buy a kilt for my wife.
You can buy them in Prince Street. It's the best street for shopping.
What else should I buy?
Why don't you buy some sweaters? Scottish sweaters are famous for their quality. And you must buy some whiskey. Of course, you know that's our national drink.
Yes, I've already bought the whiskey.
Good. But remember, you mustn't put ice in it. That spoils the flavor.
Oh, we Americans put ice in everything. Passage. Holidays abroad.
Exercise one. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Anne is a student at London University. She studies Spanish, and she goes to Spain every summer. She lies in the sun, she drinks a lot of wine, and eats a lot of Spanish food. She always flies by British Airways. Her mother and father went to Italy last year. They toured Italy by coach. They saw a lot of interesting places. They ate spaghetti in Rome, drank coffee in Venice, and took a lot of photographs. The sun shone every day. They went to Italy by coach. Professor Hopkins teaches Anne at London University. He went to India last year. He saw the Taj Mahal and rode on an elephant. He wrote postcards to all his friends. He flew by Air India. Rob is Anne's boyfriend. He hitchhiked around the United States last summer. He stayed there for a month. Of course, he ate hamburgers and drank Coca-Cola. He met a lot of interesting people. He bought a lot of American pop records and brought them back to England. He flew there by American Airlines.
Question number one. What is the passage mainly about?
Question number two. Why does Anne go to Spain every summer?
Question number three. How did Anne's parents go to Italy?
Question number four. Where is Anne studying?
Question number five. Which of the following is not true?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again and put the information you get from the tape into the right categories and complete the chart below. Anne is a student at London University. She studies Spanish and she goes to Spain every summer. She lies in the sun, she drinks a lot of wine, and eats a lot of Spanish food. She always flies by British Airways. Her mother and father went to Italy last year. They toured Italy by coach. They saw a lot of interesting places. They ate spaghetti in Rome, drank coffee in Venice, and took a lot of photographs. The sun shone every day. They went to Italy by coach. Professor Hopkins teaches Anne at London University. He went to India last year. He saw the Taj Mahal and rode on an elephant. He wrote postcards to all his friends. He flew by Air India. Rob is Anne's boyfriend. He hitchhiked around the United States last summer. He stayed there for a month. Of course, he ate hamburgers and drank Coca-Cola. He met a lot of interesting people. He bought a lot of American pop records and brought them back to England. He flew there by American Airlines. Lesson 14.
Number 5. Which of the following is not true about the disasters?